The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Well, hey, it seems like I was just here on a Saturday, last Saturday. It's the Saturday local show. I'm John Potter. For the weekend, on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk, the weather, now the current temperature in Reno at the airport, it says right now, 63 degrees. Can't be. I just walked here. It's like 80 out there. 63, and at the airport, which is usually a higher temperature with all the concrete around there, then anyway, I'm not going to bore you with that. Old people like to talk about the weather. Anyway, it's a beautiful day for a radio show. Mr. Craig Moss, how are you doing in Carson City?
I am doing very well this morning, John. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, in Carson, today... it's going on right now, and it goes to 2 p.m. The entire western side of Carson City, there's the big 3K, 5K, 8K run walk family fair. It's called Walk Us Home. It's going. It's taken over the west side of Carson City, I heard. Some roads there may be blocked or narrowed. Did you see them all at all there?
No, because I came up 580, so... It's pretty much far away from that side of Carson Street. So,
huh, okay. Well, Saturday's the day for events now as we get into summer.
Oh, yeah.
I would be there with him right now. I love those walks and runs. I love them. And what is this? I can't believe it. No Trump protest today? What happened?
Hey, Ripley's, believe it or not.
What? That's so weird. Of course, last Saturday was the anti-Trump May Day protests. Yes, May Day protest. They took an ancient celebration that we celebrated in elementary school when I was there. They took an ancient celebration of the beginning of summer and they turned it into a political protest. That's what May Day is supposed to mean now. Ticks me off.
And John remembers this from his days in the one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah. Actually, you're not far off. You know, I grew up in upstate New York, and people think New York, it's not all New York City. There's tons of farmland, tons of dairy farmers and everything. But I moved to Nevada in 78, and that's all that needs to be said. Just wonderful. You know, had a nice trip last weekend. Your week was nothing but work, you know. hey, Craig, how you doing?
I'm awake.
I'm finally getting sleep after working 36 hours for the man.
No, he didn't say that. You are the glue that holds it together. And
for those people that were listening, yes, we had some equipment failures that necessitated round-the-clock babysitting.
Or was it announcer failure?
No.
Not this time.
satellite reception.
Oh, satellite. Can't in this day and age of faultless technology by now, we still have that, don't we? You know, in the future, they'll be laughing about, oh, remember the day of satellites. Yeah. It's
Yeah, and you won't get terrestrial radio the same way. It'll come to the implant in your head.
What? Don't laugh. I see it. I do. So if you hear snoring in the background during this show, it's Craig, okay? He's done it before, the snoring, but that's only to demonstrate to me how boring I am. You have done that. So be fully expect that for today.
I have my Pepsi, which is my caffeinated beverage. So
he has to take caffeine to sit there and listen to my show. Last weekend after the show, we did a two-day, not Craig and I, although it would be nice, Craig, to take a two-day trip, but Kathy and I, we went down to Carson. Well, we went to Healdsburg. It's, you know, one of my favorite towns. There are certain towns that when you go to them, you feel, you know, I feel like I should be here. There's like three or four towns that we go to once a year that you just feel so comfortable that you could picture yourself living there. It checks all the boxes. I can't explain it. We all have these towns, and Healdsburg is one of them. Genoa is one of them. Salt Lake City. I love Salt Lake. We go to Salt Lake City once a year, so we go to Healdsburg. Do you have a favorite town, Craig, that kind of fits what you envision yourself, a town that you think was made for you?
Not really. I've lived here in Reno and Sparks pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I've lived in Denver, or just
what'd
outside
you think
of Denver.
That
was an interesting experience living in the metropolitan area. Lived in Lakewood and worked in Golden and then downtown Denver. So yeah, it's
what
culture
is,
shock.
What is that town to the west of Denver? Everybody tells me you got to go there. It's all mineral baths and hot tubs.
Oh,
and
I can't remember the name of it, but yes.
Hotels built in 1700, and it's like just a paradise there.
If there's one place in Colorado I do, and that would be Vail.
Vail is cool. Yeah.
I'd be there if it was Denver. If I had my choice in places in Denver to live, it would be Vail.
I don't ski, but I love the atmosphere of ski towns, which is really cool. Yeah, so we took this 2-day trip, and I went the long way to Healdsburg. I went through Carson Valley, take 88, go near Markleyville, then you take the long way on 50. Two nights stay in Healdsburg. We go there every year. We usually stay in a special bed and breakfast place that was run by a very particular French lady, but she got a little too particular last time. I said, no one in the kitchen after dinner. No, 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 we don't do that here. So we tried one of the downtown hotels, and a very, you know, Healdsburg's like a very upscale Mayberry, wonderful people. And they will clean you out. Where is it? Check this out from my hotel bill. All right, I'm not going to tell you how much the room costs. I mean, it was very expensive, but, you know, it's worth it. Okay, check this out. This is right off the hotel bill, two nights. Taxes and fees. Occupancy tax, $120.74. Healdsburg tourism tax, $17.24. California tourism tax, $2.68. Destination fee, what the heck is that? Destination fee, $70. Destination fee tax. they tax their own fee. is $11.34. The total of taxes and fees, $222 for two nights. But, you know, what's done is done. I knew how much the room would cost. Didn't expect kind of that. But anyway, it was very nice. Still went and enjoyed a wonderful time. Great people there. But I made sure to get a full tank of cheapest I could find diesel, and it was from Yarrington when it was $5.35 a gallon at the Maverick when we did that broadcast there, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't touch the truck since because I knew I was going to California, and I didn't want to buy a diesel gas in California. And by Sunday, when it was time to come back from Healdsburg, and I had less than half a tank, I could not bring myself. I mean, it was questionable in my head whether or not I'd make it back to Reno on Yarrington diesel. I could not bring myself to go to buy that gas in California. I just couldn't do it. There was a lot of $8 stations and a few where it was high $8 a gallon for diesel. Could not. So I kept an eye on the gas gauge in the truck, and the truck has a mileage gauge, and it said I had 280 miles worth of gas. Distance to Reno, I looked it up from Healdsburg, 243. That gave me about 40 miles extra, and I stayed ahead about 40 miles over the miles left on the road mileage gauge as I was driving the whole way. And suddenly in Truckee, which is 32 miles to Reno, my mileage gauge just suddenly said I had 45 left to go. The truck lost like just 30 miles on this mileage gauge. And I don't know why. So I grit my teeth. I drove by the $8.49 diesel in Truckee. Yes, folks, it's $8.49 a gallon in Truckee. I have the money, but I'm stubborn, you know. And by the time we got to Verdi, the gauge went down. I have 15 miles left. And then suddenly, right like a mile after that, the mileage gauge suddenly said, low. No number. Just low. Why? Why does it say low instead of helping you and letting you know how much you have left to survive? I mean, this is kind of important. But that's all it said, low. And at that point, I just wanted to get home, and the truck right now is on my driveway with, I don't know how much is in there, it just says low, and I'm afraid to try the 2 miles to get to the nearest diesel station in Reno. If I don't make it, I'm going to tie up a road, because all the roads I take to this gas station, you know, Mount Rose Street, you know, and then there's Wells, and I would block a road, and I'm a bit terrified about this. I walked to work today, and I don't know, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it was great anxiety for me. Our phone number, 884-9910. I beseech you, and as your announcer, I implore you to call that number now. Okay, I'm going to get some coffee. This is our first break. We have our first guest coming up after the next segment. It's open topic for this next segment, 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Dime 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Good back. With current temperature, we're in for it today. Looks like 80 is what the National Weather Service is predicting for Reno. 80 degrees, our first time in a long time. 65 degrees, our current temperature feels hotter than that out there. Traffic-wise, you want to know traffic? I'll check traffic for you. Let's see here. Fernley's got issues. Eastbound 80 at Fernley. They've been there. Oh, it's a fatal crash happened in Fernley at 4:30 this morning. Get details on that. But when those fatals happen, they block off the highway. And I don't think I will check on this. I don't know. Let's see here. Let's go to 511 and see if it's still closed. Wow. It seems every Saturday. There's a fatal, you know, you got the Saturday drivers out there, not you. I'm talking about those other people. Okay. Yes. It's closed. This is, eastbound only though. Eastbound only 80. Well, that would be you, I guess, because you wouldn't be going westbound from Fernley. It is, closed, eastbound 80 near the Nevada Pacific Parkway. Use other routes. Well, that's a very long way. Take another route. And it's closed all the way to 95 as you, the road to Fallon. This is eastbound 80. And let me take a look at the cameras out there. Okay. Yeah. One lane is going. The other is just nobody's on it. All right. Good to know. Sorry about that. Also newsworthy. I've been checking up on this every day. As of today, Rudy Giuliani remains hospitalized, but is making progress each day, his attorney said last night. However, a source reports that his health condition is still very touch and go. Giuliani was hospitalized in Florida on Sunday. He He was in critical condition. He was visited by a priest on Monday who performed the last rites. But on Wednesday, Rudy was transferred out of the ICU. His lawyer reports the 81-year-old former New York City mayor is improving and is on his way to making a recovery. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel said on his show that Giuliani had risen from the grave, implying that he's, I guess, a vampire. And a major newspaper in Pennsylvania, the Patriot, newspaper, had this headline this week. Brewery offering free beer when Trump dies makes buy one, get one offer, quote, if Rudy kicks the bucket. It reads, a brewery in Wisconsin made national headlines this year when it said it would serve free beer all day on the day that President Trump dies. It has doubled down on the news as the news spread that Rudy Giuliani has been hospitalized with pneumonia. Mecaqua Brewery posted, if Rudy kicks the bucket, it's buy one, get one free day. Don't need to read the rest of that, though it is representative of how far our culture, especially our news media, has fallen. But I'm going to go back now to, I will say it was 1996, before Rudy was a big name. This is pre-9/11, but America knew who he was. 1996, he was in his, I think, second year of being mayor of New York City. And, you know, he'd appear on talk shows. And when I was doing a morning show at the CBS station in Boston, I got a call at home. Our morning show producer said, hey, John, you want to have Rudy Giuliani on the air with you? Why, yes, absolutely. And he was in Boston for some speech or convention. And the next day, bright and early, 8:30 in the morning, Rudy Giuliani came in. And, oh, you know what? I think I know what it was. Pretty sure he was promoting. He's written a few books. I think he was doing a book tour or something like that. But he was in Boston. And, well, the station said, Giuliani's going to be in town. You want to talk to him? And I said, sure. So he came up to the studio and we did a good half hour, just a conversation back and forth on the air, me and Rudy Giuliani. And I'll be honest with you, it was one of the most pleasant, fascinating, maybe even one of the most inspiring experiences I've had working on the air. Rudy Giuliani was great. He was intelligent. He was funny. He was smart. He was wise, and he was kind. And I tell you what, when that half hour was done and we shook hands and down the hallway he went, I felt like he was my friend. Now, I imagine there are probably 1,000 other people who similarly had contact with Giuliani who walked away feeling that exact same thing. Now, if you're a young person, from what you've seen over the years, Rudy Giuliani's kind of a joke. The last handful of years since he's been running with the Trump crowd, things have gone poorly for him. He's not been his best self, and he's done and said some embarrassing things. And they've come after him. They've laughed at him pretty hard because, well, you know, he's a friend of Trump. And I feel very badly for the old gentleman. But there was another Rudy Giuliani. And if you are an older person, you remember that Rudy Giuliani. And it is that Rudy Giuliani to whom I think this nation owes a debt of gratitude and the honor and respect that goes with it. A debt that I think outweighs any of this tomfoolishness that he's been involved in over recent years. Rudy Giuliani was mayor of the city of New York, oh, here it is, 1994 to 2001. And when he came in as mayor of New York City, that city was a hellhole down there. It was a wreck. It was dystopian 100%. The wheels had come off the cart, right? the lunatics were in charge of the asylum. It was filthy. It was frightening. It was dangerous. Nobody went there. It was a bad place. America's major cities, New York City particularly, were just dank, dark, evil places. And Rudy Giuliani ran for mayor in 1993 saying, I'm going to change that. It's not going to be that way anymore. And, you know, candidates, they say that a lot. But for office holders to deliver, that's often another matter. But the deal with Giuliani is that he delivered. He got in there. He cleaned New York City up. Times Square went from a place you wouldn't be caught dead going to a place that if you don't have selfies from there with your whole family, you've been missing out. We had a wonderful week there. We went to New York City right before Channel 2 called me into the manager's office. We went to New York City for a week, and Rudy, he got rid of the crime. He got rid of the corruption. He cleaned the place up, literally, so it didn't smell awful all the time. And now, these many years later, New York City is still a far better place for his leadership there. And then on September 11th, 2001, when the terrorist attack came and New York City was in the crosshairs, that mayor marching through the dust, providing direct unseen leadership, talking to his people, talking to the cameras, talking to America with a confidence, with a competence that was very empowering. He was there for a city. He was there for our country. And in that day, in the weeks and months that followed, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, really was America's mayor and did us a world of good. And he was a giant, and he was good in his heart. And a lot of years have passed since then. And the gentleman is aged now. He's very infirm, and he may be in his last hours or days. But whatever fate holds for him, I hope that we will remember the first Giuliani. That man was a great man and truly served our country. And that is who Rudy Giuliani really is. I'm John Potter, here till noon. The next open segment we're going to have to talk, you and me, is going to be about 10:20 this morning. We have guests until then, including somebody running for office. I think we get our ballots on Monday, don't we? I just got the pamphlet, the pre-ballot pamphlet in the mail yesterday. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News and then local news with Gregory Neft. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Oh, wait a minute. Derek has just picked out some things for my Healdsburg hotel bill. I paid a lot more than I thought. What? What? $222 taxes. Can you explain this? Destination fee $70 and destination fee tax on the fee is $11.34. Total $221. California. California. That's why you have your business here, right?
That's right.
All right. This is Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. He's been with us for years because this stuff works. I'm the example here. I give my testimonial. I took my Dopexil this morning. I take it every Saturday, and it really, what does it do again? It just energizes. It puts me in a good mood.
That's the best way to say it, John.
It what does it do?
Improves dopamine production.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel great. I've tried all your products. I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint which one is the best for me, but none of them have done me wrong, except for the one that made me pee blue. You should have told me that now it's harmless. It's just a certain thing that comes with a certain ingredient.
Yep.
And what was that product called again?
Turbo Blue.
Turbo. Yeah, it sure is.
Methylene Blue is the primary component in there, and there's a lot of benefits to it.
All right. Very exciting news about BrainHealthFormulas.com, the new website, totally 100% different, goes online on Monday.
Yep, Monday, maybe Tuesday at the latest. We've been working with a guy from Florida who actually owns a nonprofit for dementia and Alzheimer's. And so we teamed up with him. He built a brand new website, and he actually wants us to start doing talks for his nonprofit. So we're really excited about that.
Well, what does this new website do that the old one is not doing?
It puts that to me, it's going to be very professional looking. The descriptions for the products are very good. He rewrote everything. The labels are fantastic. Everything to me, it's more professional.
More color,
more professional.
I love color.
There's more consistency. I'm actually really excited about it. The guy's just been over backwards to make this look really, really good, and I'm really excited about it.
These are the two most recent products, I think, Seahorse Peptide and a Nattokinase formula. Man, you just horrified me during the commercials there about what your scanner has detected in people. You did 10 of these body scans, which are extremely precise, very detailed. Technology has taken scanners a very long way, and you got hold the first one in Nevada to get this particular scanner. And now 10 people, I don't want to scare the people out there, but you 10 people you scanned, all of them had what condition?
They all have plaque buildup in the arteries. They all have compromised blood flow to the brain. And so... Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, where exactly in the body did you detect this?
In the neck. The interesting thing is it's not necessarily in the heart itself. It's in the neck and in the brain. And so people who have AFib, people who have heart palpitations, a lot. So if we look at what causes heart palpitations or what causes AFib, it's an irregular heartbeat. So the heart has to contract harder. So if you have a narrowed valve or a narrowed vein, a narrow pipe, the pump has to pump harder, push fluid through that, which is going to build back pressure into the heart. So the heart has to contract harder in order to push fluid through. So people who have AFib are arguably going to have a decreased circumference to push blood through the pipe.
This is mainly older folks, right?
No, I have it. So I started having heart palpitations about a month ago, and so I'm 50. And so the scanner showed this right off the bat with me 8 weeks ago, and I dismissed it. I disproved it. I'm like, there's no way I have atherosclerosis. And so the heart palpitations just increased and increased and increased.
Is this common, though, the neck?
That's where everything blocks up. And so it starts being compromised. I believe it starts to become compromised in the neck first. And then it moves into the brain because it has to go through the blood-brain barrier. And so the blood-brain barrier becomes the hiccup, the hinge point. And so it's the pressure, the blood flow gets blocked at the blood-brain barrier. And then it has to filter through into the brain. So the neck actually gets it first and then starts to go into the brain. That's why there's not more strokes. There's a lot of strokes anyways. But it actually explains a lot in a lot of different ways to me of why there's more heart attacks than there is strokes, because it has to go through the blood-brain barrier first.
Arteriosclerosis, that is the vein being corroded by
plaque buildup. Yeah.
Plaque buildup.
And so what we found is, I kind of threw myself on the sword with this. I've been taking 4 capsules of the nattokinase twice a day. Just for this, to try to get ahead of the heart palpitations, because it's crippling when you try lay down at night and try to go to sleep and your heart's pounding through your ears. It's not fun. And so it's taken me two weeks or so for the heart palpitations to retreat and to get back in a normal rhythm again.
Is there a medical procedure that can be done to take care of this plaque in the neck?
I believe there is. I believe there's probably some drugs. Stents. Stents is what the doctors monitor it. And so once they recognize it, they'll monitor it. And I think this is where they put people on statins to try to reduce that buildup. But trying to reduce the plaque isn't the problem. Proteins or fats attached to the compromised vein or artery, but it's the fibrin that attaches to the vein first. And so then
the fibrin?
Fibrin, yeah. So it's a sticky substance, and that's actually what causes thick blood also. Fibrin builds up in the blood supply, sticks to the artery or the vein, and then fats and protein stick to the fibrin. So what the natokinase formula does is it actually disrupts and degrades the fibrin. And so what we also have in that formula is a fucoxanthin, which chews up the fat and the protein. And then we also have astaxanthin in that formula, which transports the fat and the protein buildup, or the debris, and transports it to disposal, which is through the lymph nodes most likely, or the kidneys. And so it's a complete system to break up not only the fat or the plaque fat or protein buildup, but it also disrupts the fibrin, which then improves how our veins expand and contract, and we reduce the AFib. This also gets into the brain because all the components pass through the blood-brain barrier because they're all natural components.
So of all your products, the natokinase is the one to take to fight that plaque that you've detected more than you expected in the neck area. I mean, 10 out of 10 people, including you.
Yep.
Wow.
And so it also, that same formula will really break up fibrin buildup. So that's what liver fibrosis is fibrin buildup in the liver. And so it's not to be concerning. It's more about being preventative this formula can actually address all of it. It can get into the blood or into the brain and also be able to scrub the plaque buildup in the brain itself.
So fibrin's the enemy. How does the body get this fibrin in the first place?
It's a natural compound. It's like a substructure of fiber. And so we make it. It's a necessary process for us to maintain like cellular integrity in like the arterial system. So when we have an overproduction of it, it's not a threat unless we start producing too much of it.
Is this a danger for people who do take things like fiber supplements?
I don't know the answer to that. Just to be straightforward, I don't know. That's a great question. I've thought of that. I haven't researched it from that perspective, though.
Well, do what you can now, folks. The product is called Natokinase, NatoKinase. What does that stand for, an ingredient?
It's an extract from fermented soybeans. I believe that's a key factor to how Japanese have been using that for thousands of years.
They have good cardio results.
They are arguably the longest living nation on the planet. And so I think this is a big reason why.
With every order, here's a perk. With every order, get that Natokinase formula. Because with every order at brainhealthformulas.com today, you get samples of All Systems Go, another recent product of yours.
Yeah.
And briefly, what does All Systems Go do?
It's a mitochondrial formula. So what my big thing is why does our mitochondria become compromised as we get older? I believe a large part of that has to do with candida overgrowth. Candida overgrowth is a type of fungus. I believe that compromises the mitochondria. Mm-hmm. So SLOOP-332 and activates the mitochondria to chew up fats, fatty acids. That's what fungus and candida overgrowth are, chains of fatty acids. So SLOOP-332 chews up the fatty acids. The NAD comes in right behind it and starts rebuilding the mitochondrial membrane. 5-deazaflavin starts repairing the mitochondrial membrane at the same time. And then also repairing the DNA from damaged DNA because the compromised mitochondria, then astaxanthin comes in and transports all the debris. So it's an efficient system to actually repair a mitochondria. Mitochondria is what's responsible for how we metabolize nutrients. It's responsible for our energy production. It's responsible for how we gain weight, how we lose weight. So the more efficient our mitochondria is, the more efficient we are at utilizing energy properly.
Genius. Okay. You get samples of that with your order. The All Systems Go, it comes with your order. Get the Natokinase formula, which is what we were just talking about, the plaque, at brainhealthformulas.com. Back shortly. One more segment with Derek. If you have questions, 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 948.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. It's a beautiful day for a radio show. Current temperature 67 degrees. I'm John Potter. Derek Lee for one more segment. You have questions, 884-9910. In the meantime, go to brainhealthformulas.com. That's his website. We were just talking about the nattokinase formula, and every order of whatever you get at the website gets you free samples of All Systems Go, which we also talked about. Seahorse Peptide is another recent product, and that's on the talking points here. Why? Did you get some testimonials or something?
You know, people just feel better when they take Seahorse Peptide. I do also. I take it a few, three or four times a day. It helps me stay more mental, more present. It kind of helps remove a lot of emotion out of my day. I believe emotion can kind of compromise a lot of what I try to do. It helps me stay focused. It helps me stay present. It helps me stay on purpose more efficiently. I'm more focused. So there's a lot of benefits to it. It helps to lower blood pressure. It helps to improve brain function, cognition, comprehension. It helps to just improve overall health. It helps to improve liver and kidney function. There's just a lot of overall benefits to it. One of the things that I just enjoy is how it takes all the information that you're seeing or dealing with, and it helps you narrow into what's more appropriate.
You know, I'm getting the opposite. I haven't taken this product of yours, but I don't know if it's age or what, but I try to concentrate on one thing, but the mind is more apt to go to different directions, and thoughts appear. Oh yeah, I got to do this, that. Can't keep track of it all. I even have a hard time, and I love to read. I love reading. I set aside 90 minutes every night just to read my books. But reading, even, it's getting a little difficult. I have to reread a sentence because my mind trailed, and I didn't fully comprehend the sentence I just read. That's never happened before. Is that an age thing?
I don't know if it's an age thing. I had that problem when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think Seahorse Peptide can definitely can benefit something like that.
How does it work, though, Seahorse Peptide?
You know, it engages the hippocampus in the brain. That's our learning. That's our memory, short-term and memory recall. And so hippocampus, that's what Seahorse Peptide specifically targets, is the hippocampus. And so I believe that's why it brings all of our thoughts in our head. And when we take it, it helps to focus all of our thoughts into more of what we want to do, or more we're focused on doing.
Well, we were talking about the scanner, which detected the plaque in out of 10 people, 10 had the plaque, and it was centered around their necks, including Derek. And that's where the nattokinase formula comes in to reduce the effects of that and control the heart. And man, I wish I knew more about this. But anyway, the scanner itself, how can people get this scan? And does it have a name, the scanner?
Bioresonance scanner.
I see it. Full body bioresonance scan.
Yep.
You have it.
Yep.
How can people undergo this scan?
People can call 775-634-7789, and we can schedule an appointment for you. It takes roughly 2 hours. We schedule 2 hours. Most of the time it's a little quicker. And so we go over the report. We go over the scan. We explain things. You end up with a binder full of documents.
Pictures,
all of it. And so we explain it. We explain the report. We explain the reports, and we give you the binder to go home with you, so you can look at it later, share it with friends, family, and at the same time, we do therapy at the end of the scan. We do a therapy. We apply frequencies. We start to kill bugs, start to kill parasites, and we start to make repairs on the cellular structure all at the same time.
The scanner is at your new location. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, your lab, offices, and store there in South Reno. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, and the sign on the door says Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. And is it going to be open today?
I can be. We typically are not going to be there today. We have a lot of work to do, so we're going to be in and out today. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we're usually there. We try to take a lunchtime around 12 to 1. So if you want to plan on coming in between 12 and 1, please be sure to call beforehand.
All right. And you can go there and buy the products directly.
Yeah. Yep.
You have them all on the shelf there.
We have a lot of them on the shelf. If there's something specific you're looking for, you can either show up. If you're something you want for sure, you can always call beforehand. Again, my number is 775-634-7789.
All right, so we talked today about the seahorse peptide,
yep,
the nattokinase formula. And check those out at brainhealthformulas.com. And with any order, not just those orders, with every order, you receive samples of All Systems Go, which we also talked about.
Yeah. And so our primary products restore. So a combination of all three of these really has a really good effect. Restore activates the brain, starts balancing the immune system, and really helps tie everything together in a way that really supersedes what's known to modern science.
You keeping up with the biz?
Yeah, doing my best.
All right. You were at the convention center doing that chamber exhibition and met a lot of folks, and the word is getting out, man.
Yeah, we have...
So proud to see you grow to this.
We have functional medicine practitioners who contacted us at the chamber. We also have wellness centers who all want to be part of our scanner. They want to send their clients to us to do the scanner because they don't know how to help. Okay.
All right.
And we're out of time.
Brainhealthformulas.com. And Derek's number again, 634-7789. Derek, have yourself a great weekend. Good to see you again.
Thanks, John. You too.
And I think we have a candidate running for office. Our next segment, we'll find out who that is and get the deets on that. You're listening to Live and Local every Saturday 9 to noon, 99.1 FM Talk.